T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Warrick Dunn joins us now. We go from Mike Holmgren to Warrick Dunn, the Florida State star, the Tampa Bay star, who you saw for all those years, the diminutive running back. I watched him play at Florida State. I saw him play some big games at Florida State. As a matter of fact, he had a great career there. Probably made a bigger name for himself off the field than anybody with the all the different charity things you've done. From when you were a player with the homes and all that stuff,
yes,
which you started right away in Tampa, right? I mean, take me back to the genesis of that, Warrick.
Well, I started in 1997. Right. My rookie year, Coach Tony Dungy at the time,
yep,
challenged all the rookies to get involved, give back. And, you know, I had to try to figure out what I was going to do to do that, how I was going to impact that community. And I thought about my mom and her dream of home ownership. My mom was shot and killed when I was a senior in high school, and she always wanted to buy a home and put her family in a home.
She
was a Baton Rouge City police officer. And I started this program in 1997 called Homes for the Holidays, where we try to help single parent families who are becoming first time homeowners, and that's giving them $5,000 down payment and fully furnishing their homes with food, furniture, linens, garden tools, TVs, all the way down to the computers and to the toothbrush.
So, wow.
We're up to 168 single-parent families going on 21 years.
168 homes.
Yes, sir.
That is an amazing achievement. And can you give me anything? Is there any single thread that runs through the families you've helped that you've noticed about the people? Is there anything that's common? Is there a commonality of things that have happened to things? Well, like, have you noticed anything that runs through all the people you've helped?
Well, I can tell you how we were selecting the families early on is that we wanted families that had a lot of characteristics that my mom had.
Okay.
Commitment, work ethic, sacrifice. We also have a 92% success rate of families that are still in their home, or they sold their home.
92% still in the home.
Or sold their home and bought another
home. Gotcha, but they're still in a home.
Yes,
somewhere.
Sir.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. 92%.
And now we're in what?
And how many? Are you
states?
In contact with a lot of the families?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I try to stay in contact. I talk to some of the families. They call me sometimes when they need things. I've tried to help them in ways. You know, if it's a single mother, we've
some of the athletes,
fathers.
Obviously, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So
that's
unbelievable. We try to do our part.
You did more than your part. You've done more than your part. Your work on charities have been unbelievable. Been recognized for years, but you've done an amazing job with that stuff. And since you retired, has that been your life work mostly, that charity stuff?
Well, I've done a lot of charity stuff, but I've just been busy.
Yeah.
Business. You know, just trying to grow. I went back to school and got my master's at Emory here in Atlanta.
It did well. And you played for the Falcons for two years?
No, I played six.
Oh geez.
Six.
Yeah,
you
got
six. I played 12 years.
I know that, but six. I thought it was like, you know, we went back to Tampa at the end.
I went back for one year.
But I thought you were only here for two, and you were in Tampa all those other years. So you were here 6 years.
Six.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long.
Five, six, and one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was more like 10-2. So it was five, six, and one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you played a long time in Atlanta. So this is a town. This is like your home away from home then, right?
This is definitely home. I live here full time now. I mean, I still have a place in Florida, but I live here full time. I love the city. I'm a partner with the Falcons as well. So,
right. What do you do with the Falcons?
Well, I'm a limited partner. So.
You're involved in ownership.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't realize. That's unbelievable.
Yes, sir. So I'm involved.
How many years has that been?
Since 2009, I think.
How nice is that?
Yes, sir. I was a player one day. They told me I had to retire, and I got approved at the owners' meeting the next day. So I went from being a player to an owner in like
what,
a night.
As a partial owner.
Yes,
do you have any? Do you sit on a board? Do you do anything in terms of the team?
I'm on the board.
Right.
Right. The board of trustees. I don't go and make decisions.
Right.
You know, that's.
But I mean, do you have any input into the? Do you talk to ownership? Do you meet with Mr. Blank ever? Do you do anything with the team?
Well,
really?
No. If when we have meetings,
right.
Yes, I do. say how I feel.
Gotcha.
And give my opinion. You know, obviously, Mr. Blank is majority owner. He makes all of the final decisions.
Right.
But if they ask, I will tell.
Has that been interesting experience? Is it more a thing that doesn't take up a lot of time, or does the ownership take up any amount of your time? Does it take up a lot of your time?
No, sir. It doesn't take up
okay.
a lot of time.
Okay.
I have a lot of other things I'm interested in. I'm continuing to learn, doing a lot of charity stuff, entrepreneur. I work part-time for the NFL as well. So, yeah, I try to stay busy, and, you know, family is important, so I try to spend family time as well.
I was at the Florida State game in Notre Dame when you guys were number one. You were on that? Were you
1993.
On that? You were on that
yes,
team.
Sir.
I thought you were. That was a great game. That was a great game. I mean, that was really a tremendous ball game. It really was. On a drizzly day up in South Bend, that was a heck of a game.
Well, you
when
know,
you guys were
we
number
also,
one.
Yeah, yep. We also knew they grew the grass, so they tried to slow us down.
They needed to slow you down.
Yeah.
You and Charlie Ward and those guys, right?
Great game for college football.
It sure was. Yeah, and you know, you had some great teams at Florida State. I mean, it was an amazing run that Bowden had there. It really was. I mean, you guys never lost. I mean, year after year after year.
A lot of great players.
We yep.
had, I mean, guys wanted to compete and play yep. with the best and against the best. And day in and day out, if I didn't do my job, it was a guy behind me who was going to come and take my place. So it put a lot of pressure on me to perform.
Absolutely. And you were up to the challenge. We're talking about Warwick Dunn, who did it and really found a home in the league. You know, size played against guys, but you were a guy that was able to overcome that. You really did.
In the beginning, size was against me. Obviously, I had to prove myself,
yep.
right? But over the years, I proved that I could be durable. Guy got injured, and I got 20-some carries, and he can do this.
Oh,
so
yeah, you were tough.
Gave me more opportunity, and I had to prove myself. So I was a lot different. I only played at 185 pounds.
Right.
And, you know, I played 12 years. I almost 11,000, 37 yards from 11,000 yards rushing. So
you like, would you consider yourself a buck or a falcon?
I would say my most productive years were I was a falcon.
Okay.
Most productive years.
You had good years in both places, no
yes,
question.
Yeah, I did. But my most productive years definitely a Falcon.
What do you think this weekend?
Man.
What's your gut say?
My gut tells me I just want an exciting game.
That's it?
Yeah. I don't really care who wins.
Right.
I want a game like the NFC Championship games. Both games were great, came down to the wire. That's what the people want to see. And if the Rams are able to pull it off, you want them to go down final clock and beat Brady what he does best, beat people at the end. So.
And the stadium, I haven't been in it yet, but they tell me it's something else, huh? The stadium? It's amazing, huh?
It's
Mr.
Beautiful.
Blank was here yesterday, and he was kind of bragging on it. He talked about what this stadium is.
It's
unbelievable.
It's beautiful.
It's nicer than the one in Dallas, that's a heck of a deal. You know,
we got him.
Really
we got him.
Well, good to see you, Warwick.
Yes,
as always, continued good work. Thank you. Warwick Dunn, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.